I can remember first reading that passage in John. Lord, why have you forsaken me? I knew Jesus as fully human. I understood that theologically in my mind, but it was shocking to hear him seemingly hopeless, seemingly lost of faith, or his faith, the candle of his faith flickering. I knew that happened to me, but to the Master, I could hardly comprehend it. It had been a struggle for me for some time, and there are a couple of things we need to realize, you see. Jesus and his disciples were devout, and they knew the scriptures. They knew all about their Bible. They knew all of those things. If we were to talk now and I said to you, do you remember the woman at the well? You would nod your head. Do you remember the Good Samaritan? And you would nod your head. Do you remember the parable of the prodigal son? You would understand what I'm talking about because we have instilled them in ourselves. We read them. We read them over and over. We know those scriptures well. We know our New Testament. But what we forget sometimes is that Jesus and his disciples knew their scriptures, but they took it from the first book, the Old Testament. They took it from their Bible, and they knew those words just as well. They had memorized them. They had instilled them. They were the core of what led them to be who they were, as Jesus' words are for us. And so it was that when I stumbled across Psalm 22, unexpectedly I heard words. Here is Psalm 22. Listen carefully. My God, why have you forsaken me? I was so shocked I stopped and I read it again. And all of a sudden a light dawned on me. Jesus is not crying out for loss of faith. He's crying out with scripture. He's reciting back words they would have known. And the song goes on, and we need to hear the rest of that. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? Yet, Lord, you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid. Those are the words that they would have heard as Jesus began that psalm, my God, why have you forsaken me? They knew that is as praise of God in our deepest, darkest hour. And we've had those. And Jesus has those dark hours. His death is very real. His pain as much as any we can ever imagine. And the master teacher remains faithful. In the midst of all that happens and all that has occurred, he continues faithfully and turns to scripture and calls upon God and teaches us how we also should do the same. Amen.